So I was third generation Army, and I was a medic. I was supposed to, when I graduated high school, go into veterinarian school was kind of my path. I was a Future Farmer of America, and I had a little mini pig farm. I just fell into medicine by accident going into the service, and it just naturally from there, I just kind of grew from assisting in orthopedic surgery, worked in a podiatry clinic. I was stationed in Hawaii the whole time. So then when I got out, went to work for a lab there in Olympia, Washington, and I also went to work at Capital Medical Center as a for-profit health system as a hospital, took over the rural health clinic in Elma, turned it around. It was doing really good, and then when I first started at Capital with the clinics, I was about $200,000 a year budget. And when I left, I grew it to about 13 practices and about $28 million a year.
That's pretty remarkable growth and a really wide variety of experience on your end.
There's a lot of variety from new starts, takeovers, acquisitions. And so, and that's what really excited me about on Alaska here is I knew they were in trouble, and I get bored easy. I like challenges, and I'm a high energy person. So it was a perfect opportunity for me.
And now that you've been on the job a few months, what are you focusing on for the clinic?
Well, we're doing almost a full overhaul. Everything from the fee schedule, the fees are really high. The billing practice, they get their first bill and it says delinquent. They do not bill in the primaries or secondaries correct. So looking at all of that. And then we also went to the city council and trying to get some assistance to try to get us over this growing phase of trying to cut things back and try to get the patients back in to get the revenue back up by volume and not by price.
What should folks expect to see once you've finished adjusting the fee scale?
I think we're going to be one of the lowest in Alaska is kind of my goal. I don't want such a high fee schedule that patients are afraid to come see us. I want to make it fair. I want to really make it so we're the number one choice. We got great providers. We got three full-time, and then we have three that come in on a regular basis, so they're known to the community. They provide great service. So instead of patients waiting and going to Anchorage or going back to Seattle because of the price and the issues, I want them to, we want to go to the clinic. We want to support the local clinic.
And James, how long do you plan to stay in Unalaska?
Well, I signed a 2-year contract with an option for a third. My wife's here with me and my kids. I have 5 grown kids at home and 2 grandkids. So like I said, I'm at the phase right now. I'm just trying to fix it. It is something that I've talked to my wife about long term because, I love fishing. And my wife and I, and the dogs, we go hiking up through the valleys. And to me, it's just wonderful. The rec center, I've been refereeing some basketball and my house hasn't got egged yet. So I must not be doing too bad of a job, but I love to get out there. I love being in the community and being a part of it. And this is the nicest place and it's real easy to get involved.